Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation, Hafez Payam Nasim, Part 4. Hello and welcome to Part 4 of our discussion on Hafez's Payam Nasim. After this lesson, we'll be past the halfway point for our poem. And like I said the last time, I think that lines 3 and 4 are the most challenging of all the lines, so this week might seem like a breeze to you. So first, let's listen to my aunt Farnaz recite the first 3 complete lines of the poem. We've covered the first 2 already, so they should be very familiar to you.
ز کوی یار می آید نسیم باد نوروزی از این باد ار مدد خواهی چراغ دل برافروزی چو گل گر خردی داری خدا را صرف اشرت کن که قارون را غلط ها داد سودای زرندوزی به صحرا رو کن که از دامن غبار غم بیفشانی به گلزار آی که از بلبل غزل گفتن بیاموزی.
Okay, so like I said, those first 2 sections should be very clear. Now let's go over the last 2 lines, which we'll be going over.
به صحرا رو کن که از دامن غبار غم بیفشانی به گلزار آی که از بلبل غزل گفتن بیاموزی.
All right. Now I want to start off by saying that I absolutely love these lines. And now that I know them, I think about them all the time. The message in them seems so timeless. So let's go over them word by word, phrase by phrase, and see what we find out. So he starts off by saying, به صحرا رو. And again, as always, when I say a word, you should be repeating it after me out loud. به صحرا رو. So first, be means to. Be. And صحرا is the word for desert. صحرا. That is the same word as Sahara. رو is short for برو, which means go. So first, برو is the full word, go, and it's speaking in the second person informal, and it's a command. You go, برو. And in the poem, he shortened it to رو, but it means the exact same thing, رو. So go to the desert, به صحرا رو. Okay, next. که از دامن غبار غم. First, let's go over the word غبار. So غبار means dust. So the dust that you find in the desert, غبار. And it's kind of that dust in the air, غبار. And غم means sorrow, غم. I love the alliteration in these 2 words also. It's that difficult sound غ in the Persian language, so you might have a little difficulty saying it, but keep practicing it over and over again. And this is a good place to practice it. غبار غم. غبار غم. So غبار غم together means the dust of sorrow. غبار غم. So what a beautiful image. So in the desert with some dust of sorrow. So again, the full part is که از دامن غبار غم. دامن in current conversation means skirt, and it's only used for women's clothing. But back in the day, it meant just general clothing. دامن. که means that, or so. که. And as we've covered before, means from. As. So the full thing, که از دامن غبار غم, means from the clothing, the dust of sorrow. Let's repeat this together. که از دامن غبار غم. And then بیافشانی, and this means to get rid of or to beat. بیافشانی. So together the full sentence is به صحرا رو که از دامن غبار غم بیافشانی. So go to the desert so that you may beat the dust of sadness from your clothes. Let's repeat it together. به صحرا رو که از دامن قبار غم بیفشانی. And the full thing, به صحرا رو که از دامن قبار غم بیفشانی. All right, now the next line.
به گلزار آی که از بلبل غزل گفتن بیاموزی.
به گلزار آی که از بلبل غزل گفتن بیاموزی. Okay, so similar structure, but this time gulzar means the meadow. You might recognize the word in there, gul. Gulzar is a meadow full of flowers. Gulzar. And again, be means to. Be. And I means come. I. In present conversation, we don't use I. We say bia. Come. Bia. And I. So, به گلزار آی is come to the meadow of flowers. Then, کز بلبل غزل گفتن بیاموزی. Now, کز is two words put together, که and as. And we've covered these individual words before, so you should know them by now. که means so, که. And as means from, as. Kaz is a way to make this one syllable. Kaz, that from. Kaz. Bulbul is the word for a songbird. Bulbul. So from the songbird. Kaz bulbul. And then ghazal guftan. So ghazal is the word for the kind of poetry that Hafez is famous for with this type of rhyme and rhythm. Ghazal. Guftan is the infinitive of the verb to say. Guftan. So ghazal guftan simply means to recite poetry. Ghazal guftan. And amukhtan is the infinitive of the verb to learn. Amukhtan. Biamuzi is the second person informal version of to learn in the present tense. Biamuzi. So altogether, غزل گفتن بیاموزی is for you to learn how to recite or say poetry. So although literally گفتن is to say, it's also a way to talk about writing poetry. So from the songbird, you can learn how to write and recite poetry. غزل گفتن بیاموزی. So the whole thing, به گلزار آی. کاز بلبل غزل گفتن بیاموزی. What incredible imagery. So Hafez takes us from the desert to the meadow of flowers. Both are equally important. Each has its own place and mission. In the desert, we can beat the sorrow from our clothes and then show up renewed in the meadow of the flower and learn how to say poetry. In the tradition of Sufi poets, the higher power or God is in everything. So it's easy to imagine that Hafez is seeing God in these acts, in the act of being human and feeling sorrow, and then the act of learning from nature to do something that it seems like only humans do, reciting poetry. But in fact, poetry is also in everything. I just think that's incredible. And I do really think about these lines, especially when I hear a bird effortlessly singing this spring, or I think about the physical manifestation of sorrow in dust that you can physically beat from your clothing. So now let's repeat these two lines bit by bit together. به صحرا رو که از دامن غبار غم بیفشانی. به گلزار آی کز بلبل غزل گفتن بیاموزی. And now let's hear my خاله فرناز reciting the first three lines of the poem.
ز کوی یار می آید نسیم باد نوروزی، از این باد ار مدد خواهی چراغ دل برافروزی. چو گل گر خردی داری خدا را صرف عشرت کن، که قارون را غلط‌ها داد سودای زراندوزی. به صحرا رو کن که از دامن غبار غم بیفشانی، به گلزار آی که از بلبل غزل گفتن بیاموزی.
And hopefully you got all of that. Like I said, we're now past the halfway mark. Hopefully this poem has become increasingly less intimidating for you, and we'll be back next week with two more lines. Thank you for listening, and until next time, خدا حافظ from Layla.